I did one of the Durham Towns, one of the earliest songs I remember. That and Lily the Pink, two of the earliest songs, unfortunately, I remember. But there was a lot of old Toffee around then, so. Was he South African?
Here is a box, a musical box, wound up and ready to play. But this box can hide a secret inside. Can you guess what is in it today?
This is Podrophenia with Piley and Mondo.
Hi, Ren. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for seeing me.
Looking at your file here, it seems there's a very apparent interplay with your emotional state and your physical body. Have you ever heard of the trauma response?
I don't think so.
Basically, our bodies can get stuck in a negative feedback loop. Our subconscious can repeat patterns from the past, which can have a pretty drastic downstream effect on our biology. Essentially, your mind is making you sick.
Sick boy, bitten by a tick boy. Looking for that fix boy. Anabolic steroids, them cell. Poster boy, pass out. White noise, quick fix, snake oil.
I'm about to break, boy.
Oh, what a shame, he's in pain. Have another go. Take another pill, here, take a couple more. Let's see how you're doing in another week or so. You'll be feeling worse when the side effects will show. Derealization, that occultation. Losing patience with the process. Walking hand in hand with Satan. Complications with the medication. Inflammation, dehydration, inhalation. Aggravation, building up a toleration. Drown, soccer, drown, soccer, drown, soccer, drown. I've been feeling like I'm drowning with my feet upon the ground. I've been screaming, I've been shouting, but I never make a sound. I've been looking for a way out, but I always seem to drown.
Is this all making sense, Ren?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. What I propose we do is we try to pinpoint the exact experiences from the past that are keeping you stuck. What can you tell me about your childhood?
I can't really think.
It's okay if nothing comes up right away. What I'd like you to do is take some deep breaths with me. In and out. In and out. Good. Now tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
I feel like it's not me, it's the world that's it. We're given everything we need and we commoditize it. We consume, we destroy like we're parasitic. Science tells us that it's suicide and still we commit. I'm not sick, we are sick. We are standing on a cliff in the name of progress. We jump off the precipice. I'm not sick, I'm the virus, you're the virus, hypocrite. How can you sit there with that smile on and tell me that I'm sick?
Sick boy, sick boy, looking for a fix, boy. Push it down in public, quick pose for the pic, boy. Record label meetings that can modify your gift, boy. Why you so upset? Don't you wanna be a rich boy?
Fuck no, industry is cutthroat. I've been doing bits by myself, swimming backstroke. Walking on a tightrope, rapping with a slit throat.
The way that we persist is like the ending of a bad joke. As the people evolve, we're complacent to assailants and we do what we're told. Counterintelligence is like a behold. Rape the earth of all resources and we bleed it for gold. And we bleed it for wealth, we bleed it for fame. But when you bleed it, can you tell me what the fuck will remain? And I'm bleeding myself, I bleed in my brain. While I'm bleeding, I'm the reason, cause I'm doing the same.
Look at me,
And we're in.
There we go.
Podrophenia, Lucky Dippins.
Lovely. Oh, yeah.
I do enjoy a session of the old Lucky Dippins, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Feel the pressure's off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you give the sort of the sub-title for that is we haven't thought of it.
Yeah, you can say that. That's on the big whiteboard behind us at the moment. Yeah. We've got that written up.
But no, I like it because sometimes you've got tunes that you just haven't been able to shoehorn in.
Yeah, exactly.
On any. That's a free for all.
That reminds me, I've got an idea. I'll tell you about that. I'll put it on the whiteboard when the next track's on. Do that. So we're doing Lucky Dips. We've got an amazing guest coming up, haven't we, Piley?
Yeah.
Who is it? Go on.
Excelled ourselves. Jake Shillingford from My Life Story.
My Life Story, yeah. Ex-Southend and now
Genuine
Brighton
ledge.
Based. An absolute ledge. Selling out the Shepherd's Bush Empire and such like. And,
yeah.
You know, Jules Holland and all sorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Appearance in Q
top
magazine.
Of the pops and all that.
Exactly.
I don't think he realises what Chevy's going on. I think he thinks it's Radio T.
Yeah, the organist entertains. That one.
I think it's going to be, short and sweet, because he's actually at a music festival at the moment, and he's kindly going to sort of dip out and find somewhere quiet-ish to just chat quickly about the new single.
Jump on the old payphone, get him before the pips go.
Exactly, yeah.
He's not going to reverse the charges, is he? It's on your phone. Don't matter. It's on Stephen's phone.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, right, okay. So, should we backtrack? I had the Cimarrons.
Yeah,
English
nice.
Reggae group on a massive reggae buzz, huge reggae buzz.
If you're going to get on a reggae buzz, the summer's the time to do it.
The summer's time to do it, definitely. Mm. Country buzz in the autumn, that
oh,
sort
nice.
Of buzz.
Yeah. What's your winter buzz?
I don't know, actually.
It'll be a good winter
I'll think
buzz.
About it. I'll let you know when I get on it, the winter mixtures. But there's been a massive reggae buzz over the summer and just been dipping through all sorts. And that's We Are Not The Same by the Cimarrons, UK reggae band 467 on Trojan.
So, all right.
Yeah, I might try and shawl a couple more in later on.
Very
so
nice.
We go. Yeah. And you had before that?
It was Wren.
Of course.
And, I mean, he's just like he's a phenomenon. But
yeah, amazing.
It's sort of, everyone's heard of him, but no one's heard of him.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the number of followers he gets is insane.
Yeah.
And he's like millions on YouTube. And he does everything himself. I mean, he's a very... he's not very well, man.
No,
either,
he's got
he?
Some real health conditions.
He's got
worries.
Severe depression, and he's got Lyme disease.
That's the one.
As well.
Lyme disease.
He's got quite a few.
He's got to Canada for sort of specialist treatment, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he plugs away, does everything himself. He's got no. I think he's even got a manager. He just does everything himself.
Incredible.
Does these incredible videos, which he does like big drops for, and I've really created a sort of a thing
yeah.
when they come. But I thought we'd get in. I genuinely expect, when you get the old Spotify at the end of the year, I genuinely expect Wren will be in my top five this year.
Oh, right, that's good.
Because I haven't stopped playing him all year. It's just incredible. But I think he's about to go explode next month, because he's self-financing an album, Sick Boy, that is the title track from
yeah.
it. And the sales have gone crazy
really?
For it. And so far, it's going to go top 10.
Already?
Yeah.
On pre-sale.
Nice. So maybe people will start finding out about
They're
it more.
They're going to start taking notice a bit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what a talented lad. And
oh,
so
amazing.
Original. Some of his stuff is incredible.
Well, there's the originals, but then there's where he sort of does, he'll take Fatboy Slim or the Foo Fighters or the Verve,
yeah.
and he'll do his own lyrics, his own video
over
the top of it.
The top.
Yeah, and they're absolutely brilliant, those ones. R.E.N. Wren, isn't it? He's sort of picks up where Scroobius Pip left off in a way.
I guess so, yeah.
But umps it up a lot more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And sort of really tapped into that whole sort of social crossover.
Very intelligent guy. Oh, and
brilliant.
Lyrically, very deep.
Yeah.
And, it's well worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's one, three songs, and he released them like with a few months in between, and then you put them all together and it tells a 15-minute story.
Look at that.
And then you get a real sort of twist at the end. But once the final one came out,
yeah.
you got a little twist in the story. So it's
what a great idea.
Incredible.
Still putting the spin on all these things and reworking it all this time on. So
exactly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, get in before you go through the roof.
Yeah, check him out.
Brilliant.
On Spotify, on the YouTube.
So we got a pop quiz as well.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
yeah,
it's got a pop quiz. I'll tell you what it is now. It's either, is it a toadstool or is it Top of the Progs?
Oh.
Which one?
Oh,
Mushroom or musical? So... Yeah. But we'll come on to that later on. So, yeah, exactly. We need the pen and paper ready for this as well. Keep the scores.
Uh-huh.
So I just hope I don't reach the tiebreaker.
I look forward to that. I'll tell you another thing we forgot to play. Maybe we can dig it out, one of us. We the Chas and Dave Velvet Underground.
Oh.
We had it, didn't we?
Yeah, London Underground.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a rare demo.
Oh, like these things turn up sometimes.
From 1972, I believe.
That's right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Chas and Dave doing Velvet Underground.
Yeah.
We'll dig it out. I've never got it with me, but we'll do that in the future. And also, point of order, before we find out, did your Spark single turn up? You know you got the dodgy picture disc last month?
Oh, yes, it did.
I haven't slept since.
So, yeah, so everyone was a winner on that.
Oh, right. You didn't get
purchase, it. Apart from the bloke who sold it.
So, yeah, exactly. So just a bit of continuity. Just wanted to find out that single did arrive and it was what you expected.
Yeah.
Good work. We can put that to bed.
And have you played that one again since?
Not since, but I did play Baker Gurvitz's Army. I went through those yesterday just in case I could get in for Lucky Dip. And I think that single's better than the combined output of the Baker Gurvitz's Army. So.
Oh, okay. No returns, by the way. Sold a scene.
So, yeah. Broken the seal now. I can't bring it back, can I? Not in mint condition now. So, excellent. So, we've got. We better have one more tune then.
Yeah.
And then we'll get Jake Shinford on the blower.
Okay. Well, should we...
On the pod phone.
As a sort of a teaser, should we play the B-side of the...
Yeah, let's do that.
The new single, do you reckon?
Yeah, go on. I'm a big fan of word titles that have got the same word in it three times.
Yeah, such as?
Neat, neat, neat. Noise, noise, noise. Nag, nag, nag. Damn, damn, damn. Anything like that would be perfect.
Well, you're in luck.
Yeah.
The B-side is Num Num Num.
Fantastic.
It's not like, you know, when on Instagram and that, people put their food up and go nom nom nom.
Yeah.
It's not that.
It's not that.
It's nom nom nom.
It's not like you've got a dead leg type thing.
Although you probably could use it for that if you
that's
wanted
my I painted that name, indie band, Dead Leg.
Right, let's have a go at that. Yeah. And then hopefully technology...
Allowing.
We'll have Jake on the other side of this. So this is My Life Story, Num Num Num.
Down so deep, you steal the tears we weep. You never go through the motions. Consume other people's emotions. Party tricks and inner conflicts. Love is pouring in and out of you. Fight or flight or maybe just sit tight and wait.
Afraid of the odds, and all the best balloons strewn across the room.
There you go.
That was fantastic.
So that was num num num.
Amazing. I'm going to. My head is facing the other way. I'm going to spin. Let me just put it back in position. It's been turned, blown right round by that fantasticness of that song.
Right. Well, hopefully, on the end of the line now, we've got Jake Shillingford from My Life Story. Hello, Jake.
Is he in there?
Here I am.
Hey! He's landed.
Work. Technology.
It's like Elvis live via satellite. It's brilliant.
It just sounded like a microwave went off then as well. Just said it.
All right, Jake. It's Dave Collins here. We're just saying that track, Num Num Num, literally spun my head around like an owl. Absolutely amazing bit of work. Fantastic. Thanks for thanks for phoning in for us. I'm going to pass you back to Piley. Hold on.
Yeah, so this is the first single for how long? When did the last one come out?
The last time we put a record out was in 2019, and actually we were quite fortunate in that we'd released the album World Citizen, and I think the last single we put out was called, a song called Broken, and that was just a couple of months before lockdown. So unlike many bands that really got, you know, kind of kiboshed by the whole thing, we were able to sort of conclude our sort of campaign just about, came off tour just before COVID. So we were lucky to escape that one. So it's been 4 years.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot of love for My Life Story, isn't there? It's one of those sort of... the title of your single, you're sort of having a little dig at all these different. Everyone gets called a god these days, but also everyone gets called a living legend these days, or a national treasure. And My Life Story must be getting close to getting that way, because you disappear, you disbanded, and then you sort of come back. Every couple of years, you pop back, and you sell out every time. Mm. There's such a loyal fan base there for you, and a lot of love.
There is, and actually, you know, when the sort of My Life Story that most people know of disbanded, it was about 10 years ago now. And I sort of went back to my roots, and in some ways the current My Life Story is very much similar to the first incarnation back in the days of, you know, Southend. It feels really similar actually, because, you know, it's a smaller band, and we're a bit more sort of living on the back of our heels, and, you know, it's a much, you know, there's no record company involved. It's very much a DIY and very much a sort of family-based, you know, smaller community that My Life Story is, you know. And so in some ways, it's a sort of come full circle.
That's really interesting. And people seem to embrace every... I mean, I remember the original lineup in the, what was it, late 80s. I've still got my copy of Home Sweet Zoo.
That's worth about 175 quid, so you want to be hold of that.
It's yours for 100 if you want it. cash only.
No returns.
So I remember that, and then you had the big, but you kind of sort of just got it predated Britpop there, didn't you? Sort of early 90s came in, and then the Britpop sort of exploded, and you were top of the pops and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and in some ways, I mean, and I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I think that, you know, many people that wouldn't know the band better than you, think that we were sort of came along at, you know, a Britpop, and we were sort of a bit of a, you know, a kind of last minute band. Of course, I have to kind of correct people quite a lot actually to remind them that, you know, My Life Story's sort of first
absolutely
bona fide release after Home Sweet Zoo was Girl A Girl B Boy C, which came out in sort of 1993.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's a nice thing really, you know, to be part of that scene, I think we're one of those in a very fortunate position in that sometimes we get put on a Britpop compilation album, or people refer to us in that scene. But also, we're very much, like you said, people don't talk about us like that. So, you know, I can sort of use that label sometimes, you know, it can be helpful sometimes, just to get people to hear the music. But you know, you will know and remember that, you know, I'm steadfastly passionate about trying to be as an original songwriter and artist as I can, and even though I wear my influences on my sleeve, you know, it's just trying to, you know, the idea of being part, you know, being a sort of Britpop band is a bit of an anathema to me, but like I said, I'll take it and leave it when it comes. As you get older, you don't really matter. I mean, people say that, you know, Echo and the Bunnymen and the Smiths are Britpop now. I mean, you know, we're so far away in time from that era that, you know, anything that is pop or British is Britpop. I mean, they're saying that they're singing Blue Jeans are Britpop soon.
No, you certainly sort of, you aren't defined by Britpop. You were there before it, you were part of it, and then you carried on after it. So, and you had the big band, you had the original band that we used to see at local venues, then the sort of Mark II with the full orchestra. It was about 12-piece, something like that at the time.
That's right, yeah. It's 12, mainly, it used to be 12, and then sometimes we'd add a few extra, you know. I mean, I think the other thing that's really interesting about that era of My Life Story in the mid to late 90s is that, in a way, we represented the sort of halcyon days of the music industry where, I mean, a band of that size, just it would be impossible to finance it now. And, you know, again, I looking back, you know, with nothing but, you know, joy and sort of, you know, really fond of those memories, because we were able to, I was just talking to someone, I'm at the Reaper Barn Festival at the moment, and I was just talking to a couple of people in the music industry who are a bit younger than myself, and regaling of tales of when we signed to EMI, we didn't sign for £1 million, but we managed to spend nearly £1 million in 18 months, which was the videos and the recording and everything. It's just really annoying that it wasn't quite £1 million. So I have to say, we spent £900,000, it was, in 19 months. So there we go. That was a good time to
be
alive.
Does he have to pay it back?
Great stuff. What's that, Dave?
Does he still have to pay it back?
Do you still have to pay it back, Dave said?
Yes and no. So you have to pay it back through the sales or the streams now of anything that was released on Parlophone. So that would be 12 Reasons Why, Sparkle and The Golden Mile, that era. Yep. So when you, if you were to play 12 Reasons Why, the 0.01p and royalties that it generates will go back to pay the £900,000 advance I was given in 1996.
Still paying it off.
Every little helps, as Tesco says. Moving on, we would love to get you back next year when the new album comes out, and maybe do a My Life Story special if you're up for that, and sort of, you know, play stuff from across the board. That'd be great.
What's the new album called?
What's the new album going to be called?
I have a name for it, but I can't tell you.
Oh,
yet.
Okay. Okie dokes.
And that's
going to be out early next year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're doing. In a way, it's like I mentioned earlier about sort of, in a way, it feels like the original My Life Story, and in some ways we're releasing records a little bit like that. So the idea was to sort of restart, I'm a God is a third single, digital single, this year. We're going to be doing one more, which I can tell you is going to be called Running Out of Heartbeats, and that's going to come out just before Christmas. So we're trying to sort of re-engage people, and maybe people that have, you know, maybe forgotten about My Life Story for a while. So those singles that you're playing, and thank you so much for supporting the band, are just, you know, as a little reminder. But they'll all be on the new album, and that's going to be coming out early February next year.
Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah, get involved with that.
We'll definitely do something if you're up for it around
I'll take
that time.
Copy.
Yeah,
we'd love to. And the other thing, just if I could just mention, is that, which is really important, is that if anybody wants to pre-order the album, they can go to the My Life Story website, mylifestory.band, and they can actually buy the album in advance and get some extra goodies and bits and bobs and get their name in the album.
Oh,
that is an essential way of funding, you know, these days. That's like in a record company advance. So by people buying the record, It gives us the opportunity to, you know, we're working with producer Ben Hillier, who did the last two Depeche Mode, not this Depeche Mode album, but the last two. Famously did Think Tank with Blur and works with Nadine Shah and Peter Perry and all these legends. So, you know, it means that we can pay for absolute geniuses like Ben Hillier to help mix our record and come up with something that sounds great.
Fantastic. Oh, so give us that website again. Where can we go for that?
So it's mylifestory.band.
Excellent. So check that out and pre-order. Get the album pre-ordered. So we'll move on to the single, which we're going to play. So tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so it's called I'm a God. And as you alluded to earlier on, it's funny, really. I was prepared for some accusations of blasphemy, and obviously it's very much a tongue-in-cheek title to call your own single "I'm a God," but it's more about sort of social commentary, as you said. It's about how language has changed and how people are always in search for some kind of deity or some kind of, you know, higher order or someone to look up to, even. And I just think in this day and age, people are really soul-searching all the time, you know, and people choose many types of God. It's not necessarily, you know, that would be blasphemous to say. I mean, I have to admit, I was really prepared to get like an avalanche of sort of hate from trolls on social media, but I've only had one member of the God Squad who's contacted me on Facebook for their feedback. But the sleeve, I think, probably tells it all. The sleeve is a picture of Jesus on the cross with an audience all holding up mobile phones, yes, for prosperity.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, I like that. Who came up with that idea? Was that yours as well?
It was amazing. We worked with a great digital artist called Scott Greenwell, who has a company called Dark Arts, and he's really, as you well know, both my parents are artists and artists at Southend Tech. So I've grown up with Francis Bacon and sort of Warhol and all these. My father used to hang out with David Hockney and people like that, so I've been very much sort of, ensconced in that sort of pop art, sort of 1950s art world. And Scott Greenwell is the digital equivalent. And that was just a piece that he did, a standalone piece. And I hadn't just spot it until, it's just a perfect marriage. You know, it's just one of those moments that sometimes happens very rarely. So I asked his permission if we could use the artwork. And
Dave said he talked to Dave.
I was going to say, I was at Southend Tech and your mum was my fine art teacher and your dad did pottery. So I was in
it was
great stuff. Me and my wife, actually, 1983, when we did our complementary studies course at Southend Tech, your mum was brilliant. We used to go back to her house for drinks sometimes, have a few scoops at the cricketers as it was, and then go back to the house where she showed us her drawings of plants and stuff like that. So I've got great memories of your mum and dad. Yeah, they were fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, mate. She was well known for hospitality, let's put it that way.
Yeah. No, she was great. She was brilliant. I remember buying a Jimi Hendrix from Woolworths, Jimi Hendrix album, Smash Hits, Jimi Hendrix Smash Hits from Woolworths, and bringing it back to art class. And she goes, "That is brilliant. I'm really pleased to see you're buying that sort of stuff." I got the old thumbs up and approval from your mum for taking the Hendrix back out album back in about 83. So she was brilliant. She was brilliant. And your dad as well. So I really enjoyed spending time with their company. They were just such brilliant teachers, really old school teachers who taught you the craft but didn't beat you over the head with it. They were fantastic. So brilliant stuff. I'm looking forward to the new single. I'm going to pass you back to Parley now.
Okay. All right, thanks, Dave. That's really lovely. Thank you for that story. I didn't know that one.
All right, we're going to play a single. Just before we do, you've got some live dates ready for the album launch. The 100 Club sold out in 4 hours, I think. I'm on the waiting list for that one. That's crazy. That sold so quick. And you've got a few dates. Are they all on the website as well? You can get involved.
Yeah, we booked a second 100 Club show for the 2nd of March. And I believe there's about 40 tickets left for that as well. So, so there's still tickets left for that. But, all the dates, again, are up on the website, mylastory.band.
Excellent work. Right, well, thanks ever so much for joining us, Jake. I know you're at the festival.
Reaper Balm Festival.
The Reaper Balm Festival, so we really appreciate you taking time out to come and talk to us.
Jake.
And we're going to play the single now. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll see you early next year.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really look forward to it. I'll tell you all the backstory and the gossip about the album. We'll have a proper chat.
Yep, look forward to it.
Brilliant.
Take care, Jake. All the best. See you soon.
All the best, Ian. Lots of love, Dave. All the best, mate.
Cheers. Catch you soon. Neil Francis.
Lovely.
Been a big fan of Neil Francis. I think that's his third proper album. If you're into like your New Orleans stuff and your sort of like a almost sort of Southern rock type thing, but he's gone now. There's a bit of clickety click going on there. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
It's gone now. Is it still there? Or is it me? No, it's gone. So, but that's Neil Francis.
It's not Jake still on the line, is it?
It's the Pips. That's what it is. Put your 10p or your 2p in, do that. That's what it is. So it's the Pips. So we'll he does a very sort of Southern rock vibe, very Alan Toussaint, New Orleansy vibe.
No, it's got a very sort of summer vibe.
Yeah, it has. So I really like that. Neil Francis never tours over here, and he never tours America. So
lovely.
But hats off to Jake. brilliant.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm buzzing to hear that album now after those two tracks.
And the weird thing is, you know, I've been going since sort of, what, late 80s, and every song is so catchy.
Mid-80s.
I heard that song once, and it was in my head for the rest of the day.
The production on that is fantastic.
Lovely, yeah.
Absolutely solid.
Yeah.
Good work. Because, I mean, like, yeah, but 85, Malcolm from the original lineup played bass.
Oh,
for the
yeah.
band I was in, we did a gig of Focus.
Of course. Yeah.
And Malcolm played bass. I think sure it was. No, it was Flesh for Lulu. When we played Flesh for Lulu, Malcolm from My Lifestyle was on bass.
Mind-blowing.
And then we used to have Sunday football matches against them around the park. And did a gig together at Boxing Day at Toothbrush as well. Yeah.
It all goes around.
It does a loop. Yeah. So there you go. But we're not. I don't think the Lady Killers will be selling out of the 100 Club in 4 hours.
Could take a whole day, couldn't it? For that one.
Yeah, exactly. Sail and return. Yeah, shocking. But both singles are solid, aren't they?
Yeah, great.
Buzzing for that album.
Yeah.
So what it was on, I checked out. Comparing prices, did the old inflation type thing you can do. Have you seen that?
No.
Don't go down this rabbit hole. Oh, my God.
Where's this?
It's the thing you can scale up money.
Oh, I see.
What it cost then and what the equivalent is now.
Okay.
So it's not too drastic, actually. I put in, he said 900,000, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So 900, I would say, what were we saying? Was that 1996?
It might be a bit earlier than that, I think.
95?
Yeah.
Do you want me to adjust it? Roll it back a year? Let's have a look. Hold on. Right. Let's say 95. And in August 23 prices, that would be the equivalent of 1,759.
Oh.
Yeah. So not too bad, but nearly 2 million. So he would have...
1,000?
No, sorry.
That is inflation.
1,759,000 called it. So that's the equivalent.
So maybe he's like always regretted that he didn't quite get the million, maybe.
But in today's money,
he's almost doubled it.
Yeah, there you go.
So... There you go, congratulations.
But watch out, if you go down that rabbit hole, you'll be comparing house prices, cans of Coke, all sorts. So laughter and tears doing that, that's the only thing with it. So, yeah. So, fantastic.
Do you want to do your quiz? Or I've got my next tune, I've got a little bit of a quiz with that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I don't think it's very difficult.
We're nearly at the halfway mark. We can do the quiz, can't we? What do you think?
Your quiz?
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do it about your next tune, then we'll do mine after?
I'll have it. I'm looking forward to it.
You ready for this?
I'm quite up on my mushrooms.
Oh, I thought. So Steve might have an unfair advantage. Okay. But there again, Steve's up on his pod group, so it's 1-1. Right, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You got your pen and paper, Sandy, Stephen?
Oh, yeah,
he's,
I have.
He's mic'd up and everything. So.
Right, let's have it.
Right, it is Toadstool or Top of the Progs, as in prog music.
Right.
All right. So one is a mushroom and the other one is a musical turn, as in like a song.
Okay. Right. What, the title of a song?
Title of a song or title of an album.
Oh, okay.
So there's no band names in these, it's just song or album titles.
Oh, I was getting ready for that. What was that again, Dave?
It is Top of the Pods, Top of the Progs or Toadstools. Which one, mushrooms or music? So it's no band names included in it. It's either songs or album titles. So first one, is it a Toadstool or is it a Top of the Prog? Black Beauty.
Oh, I reckon that's a mushroom.
You reckon it's a mushroom? Stephen, what are you saying on that?
I'm saying that's a mushroom.
Yeah, two mushrooms in the punnet. It's actually Focus from 1970. Focus, fantastic face actions. Sylvia and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. King Alfred's Cakes. What are you saying on that? Prog tune or possibly a mushroom?
I think that's a prog tune, sure.
Yeah, I've got to go prog.
King Alfred's Cakes? No, it's a black mushroom named after Burt Cakes.
Can we hear a bit more about Burt Cakes?
So, here we go. All right. Let's have a look. Cherokee Lane.
Over to you. I'll let you come in on that one, Ian, I think.
That's a mushroom.
I'm going to stick with... That's a prog something.
It does sound quite trippy, doesn't it? It's Tangerine Dream from 1977. So, yeah, prog one. Here we go.
I do know me mushrooms, just not these ones.
Yes, these ones, yeah. Madman Moon. Mushroom, Toadstool or Prog Act? Prog tune.
I reckon that's a psychedelic mushroom.
On the basis that I feel as though there should be some opposition here, I'm going to go, did you say?
Mushroom.
Okay, then I'm definitely going music.
That is, Madman Moon is Genesis from 1976.
Can I just say, can we swap? I'm horrified. I got that right.
Yeah, I didn't know. He's such a prog expert.
Yeah.
No wonder he's getting
I know who you've been speaking to.
Exactly. All right, how about this one? Hot Lips Disco. Prog or fungus?
I want to say prog, but about the last 10 have been prog. But that really does sound like prog.
Hot Lips Disco.
I'm going to go mushroom on that one.
It is mushroom. Name for its resemblance to puckered lips.
Oh.
Here we go. I think we're at the halfway mark now. Tarkus.
Well, that's prog, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, you both got that. ELP from 1971.
Can I just say, I'm looking at the scores. Well done for Ian for getting one right.
Right, yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
What is the score at the halfway
mark?
Well,
if we look at the scores, I'm adding them up. We've had 6 questions so far.
Oh.
And the current rating is that Ian,
yes,
from Podrophenia,
yes,
has won.
Oh.
And Stephen Hastings
from Harbour Bazaar
has got 4.
Oh, right.
Battle of shows here. Battle of shows.
Yeah, we're in safe hands now. If we're ever out in a record shop and a prog tune comes on, you can take us by this elbow and lead us out. Or if we're ever foraging in the woods, don't touch that one. It's not edible. Look at this. Hidden talents. Who knew? Amazing. So, Silky Piggyback. What were we saying about Silky Piggyback?
I'm mushroom.
Mushroom?
I'm also going mushroom.
It is. It grows on the backs of other fungi. Okay. Wood blew it.
That sounds like a Ronnie Lane sort of track, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a fellow who used to go in a pub in the 70s.
It sounds like the end of a two Ronnies joke. That sort of thing.
I'll go prog.
Prog.
I feel I've got to go prog. I don't mean to mirror you here.
Wood blew it. A forager's favourite. Appears between November and Feb. Do you like a spot of foraging in the woods? Here we go, right. How do you pronounce this one? Arabulaba.
Oh.
Arabulaba.
That's easy for you to say.
Exactly.
That is a mushroom.
I ruptured my lips. All right. Arabalaluba, something like that.
She used to be in Bow Wow Wow.
That's what I did. See Jungle. It's a special jungle mushroom. No, it's not.
So, I go prog.
Prog. It is camel from 1973. Here we go. So we've got 3 more.
I don't think it's possible. For
I think it is.
Now, is it?
To be fair,
I just hope
very,
we don't,
very late
we,
rally.
We don't have a tie break. All right. Stinkhorn. What do you think?
Oh,
prog tune. Sort of fungus edible?
Mushroom.
Stinkhorn.
Yeah.
It sounds like a band that we've played at the Bull and Gates. So it's probably not prog, but I am going to go prog.
Prog. No, it's a mushroom. It smells of rotting flesh.
Oh, beautiful.
There we go. How about this one? Formentera Lady. That's
Formentera Lady.
There you go.
That's a bit of yacht rock.
That's Roger Whittaker. I knew he knew it from somewhere.
I'm gonna say mushroom.
You can say mushroom.
I'll have to go prog.
Yeah, it is King Crimson from 1971. Oh. How are you in scores wise?
Do you know what? This is incredible. We are neck and neck.
No, you're kidding.
5 each.
No. Okay. Grisette. I'll spell this for you. Grisette. Grisette.
The scarabia mushroom.
Mushroom.
I know I want to say mushroom, but for the tension that's building up in the room, I am going to come heavily down on prog.
It's a mushroom.
Hey.
It emerges from a fleshy, sheath-like sack.
Oh.
There we go. So we've got a winner.
We have got a winner. We've got Mr. Ian Fyle over there.
I told you I know my mushrooms.
Thank God I didn't have to do my tiebreaker, which is there, right at the very bottom.
Oh, dear.
Hairy curtain crust. So, I do apologise. Seems a mild peril. We'll put an explicit sticker on the broadcast. But that is a type of mushroom that looks like ruffled curtains.
I'm just picturing Jake playing the show back to see how the interview went. And he's let this run.
Yes.
And so I think my diary's booked for next year.
March next year. Yeah, exactly. I'm off out foraging. I listen to prog albums. Can't make it. I do apologise, Jake. We should put it in the last half hour.
Oh, so, very good.
There we go. So this it was for...
What's my prize?
Well, I'm not sure what the scores were.
The scores were. I do apologise. It was 6 to Ian and 5 to my good self.
Oh, so a full punnet to you. And a full back catalogue of prog albums to Stephen. Sorry, second prize. Okay. Two full back catalogues.
Next time I play out, I'll dig every one of those out for you.
I'll put a playlist together. I think we can do that. Prograffinia, we should go and explore those tracks. Rate them out of 10. Production meeting, put it on the whiteboard. Excellent. So you got a quiz as well.
It's not the most difficult quizzes. I went to see Rosalie Cunningham on Sunday. Absolutely blew the roof off. Mm. What a gig. Mm. And I loved both the albums.
Yeah.
But live, they were so much heavier. It sounded like Deep Purple or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing. The latest album is a little bit more prog rocky than the first one.
Mm.
I've singled out one track which is quite different from the rest. It doesn't really, it's not sort of suggestive of the rest of the album, to be honest. But it's probably my favourite track on there.
Ooh.
And there's someone playing. There's a guest local artist on this.
Oh, right.
Not credited on the album.
Mm.
See if you can work out who it is.
Oh.
Trying to make you see right and see.
belter. I love it. There's all sorts in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a touch of Slade in there. Yeah.
There's a little bit of Queen in there, sorry.
There's definitely... Oh, sorry, blimey. Oh, hang on. That's it. That'll be edited out. A lot of heavy editing tonight. The old Podrafina shit full of bomb scissors will be doing a lot of snipping on this one tonight, I think. That is there's all sorts of like pop prog from the sort of early 70s, isn't there?
Yeah. Right, a wig amazing out bit of production. As well.
Absolutely. You know, I think I got
how many seconds did it take?
Yeah. About two tinkles, two taps, Dave Woodcock. He's not credited on there.
No.
Oh, how about that? So but it was a good show though, yeah?
Oh, it was amazing.
Chinneries.
Yeah. And Woodcock was support, of course.
Of course he was. Is he on the tour with them?
No, just that one.
Just that one day.
I think the tour's nearly... I mean, it's been a massive tour. They've been all over Europe.
Yeah.
And then the UK tour's been, you know, 2 or 3 months, I think.
Good for them. And they're still marching on.
Yeah.
It was Person originally, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
That's Person, right, Person, yeah.
So now it's... fantastic. Oh, and what's it do? The single out? Is there an album out? What's the deal with it at the moment?
That is... Well... I think when this tour started, that was the new album, but they were talking about a new album pretty soon on Sunday. It's probably taken so long to get through this tour, but Two Piece Puzzle is the album.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The second debut album. That's the cover.
Oh, okay.
And that's the one that's on. But yeah,
digital at the moment, is it?
No, it's vinyl.
Is it?
Yeah. I've got both of them on vinyl.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Well worth a listen.
I'm buzzing for that. There's been so much good stuff tonight. And so much new stuff as well.
Yeah.
Do you know, I might go for a bit of new myself at the moment. A bit of shameless self-promotion. Might do the old Howling Black Soul tune.
Oh, lovely.
So this is one. Actually, we've never played this live. I'm just going to add it to the top of the pod's list.
Never played it live?
No, we've never played it live before. This one this is a title track of the album. I'm just going to... just going to do a little bit of editing here, so it's on the top of the list, so Stephen can get to it. But this is our prog track. So it's 6 minutes long, which is quite a hefty one for Howling Black Soul. So we've got here. There you go. It's on the top of the pods list now. It was probably the last song that was written by the band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, written by Dario. It was the most difficult one to play live.
Right.
And it needs backing vocals.
Oh.
And it was the first one. We did our recording session. It was the first one we recorded.
Wow.
And we ran through it. It went well. But no, and we got Joe Stax on it as well. A guy called Joe Stax.
Who did the backing vocals?
Yeah, he did a lot of Steve Marriott Festival. So he's very Steve Marriott.
Oh, okay.
So he does the vocals on the album. So you won't have heard this one before because we haven't played it live. But we are doing it September 30th at 21. Doing the whole album through in its entirety.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So from start to finish, doing the whole thing in its entirety. And we've got Invaders and we've got A No Good Woman and Calling King Snakes on there.
What a lineup.
And guesting on backing vocals is Jay West, formerly of the Frogs, who's DJ at the Railway. So that's where we've got jumping on to do. I think he's to do 3 or 4 songs with us at least, because there's 3 or 4 songs that need backing vocals. So we've got Jay jumping on for that. We had the test pressings the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Amazing. The pressing company did a brilliant job on them.
Yeah.
And considering that we recorded it live, Ed, the engineer at Gizzard Studios, you put it on, if you told somebody the album was from like 1972, they wouldn't say, oh yeah, all right. So it sounds amazing on vinyl. So it's really good.
So when's the launch?
It is September 30th. It's a week this Saturday at 21 in Southend.
Yeah.
Free entry.
Brilliant.
How about that?
Vinyl only at the moment.
Vinyl only at the moment. You can buy off Bandcamp. If you want a digital version, which is streamable on the Spotify. But at the moment, the streams, Spotify, Amazon and YouTube, only 9 tracks.
Yes.
But the album, the hard copy, is 10 tracks because it's got a cover version of You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone.
Right.
And because of licensing issues, we couldn't put it on the digitals.
Okay. So it's pays to get the...
pays to get the album. Yeah,
the hard copy.
And we've got Aaron Von Fretter's brilliant artwork on the front. And we got Joe Collins, great photographer, in the back.
Fantastic.
What a bundle.
I saw a comment on your Facebook page. Someone asked, they said, will there be a CD? And I'd heard up until now, probably not. But it said there might be a limited run down
the
line.
There might be. Yeah, down the line. We'll see how it goes. If there's enough requests for it, we will do it. So, but as we're on a progriff, I might have the old title track now. Is it there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of vitamin P for prog. Dario Gibelli on lead guitar and vocals, and we've got Lee Gibbs on drums, myself on bass, and Joe Stacks on backing. I wasn't saying backing, but co-vocals on that as well. Okay. He does the high range, the crazy sort of like high Marriott type stuff on there. So
brilliant.
Yeah. So that's that. I think it's other when he did, I think maximum of two takes of anything. So and that's the title track.
And with that being the title track, is that the first track of the album?
It's the last one.
Oh, so I haven't got to start the gig with that.
No. So it's a toughy one. So I feel sorry for certainly Lee, because the time you get to the end of the gig, you're all puffed out.
Yeah,
so you've got to keep a bit in the tank.
Marathon.
Yeah, for that one. So that's that going on. And hopefully, Jay will join us. We're having a little test out tomorrow night. And then a week after that, off we go. And we should have the vinyl through. So
fantastic.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, we'll go.
Fantastic.
Who'd have thought we'd turn into a progathon tonight?
Yeah,
it's a good lineup. Yeah, looking forward to it. So, and I think No Good Woman of the King Snakes are basically a variation on the Frogs, aren't they?
I guess so, yeah.
You know, in a way. So, it's all knitted together quite nicely. So, good stuff, isn't it?
Lovely. So, what have you got anything on the old gig guide or anything?
I'll tell you what's coming up I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
In November, I think it's November 24th, it's the 30th anniversary of Blow Up.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to them.
Yeah, I got the tickets for that.
Oh, nice.
So we've got the hotel we're staying over.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. So not gonna worry about traveling back for the last train and, you know what I mean, panicking and spending all night in a 24-hour cafe because we've missed it. So now we're going to stop over. So it'll be good. Yeah, I got the tickets, got the first wave of that. So... it's just north of King's Cross somewhere, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Very near where the Scala is, I think.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be goodie.
There's going to be some bands announced, or a band announced.
That's the thing, yeah.
So, you know, who knows what it's going to be, but with it being 30th anniversary, could it be a band that was quite associated with the club down the line?
Who knows?
Yeah,
or someone who's going to shake a leg there or get involved there or is a regular face on the scene. But that should be a good one. It is November 24th, I think, isn't it?
I think it is. My birthday week, yeah.
Oh, there we go. So I've got that on. I can't think of anything else gig-wise. About you?
Tomorrow night, Darren Jones doing his Bowie night.
Oh, right. Okay.
At 21.
Yeah.
We're going to that. It's a little four-piece, and Davey Howe is part of that band as
Is he? Brilliant. Mm. He's getting about that, boy.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that looking for... some reason never been able to make those Bowie gigs, always got something on or not around or whatever. So I'm looking forward to that. And then Saturday night is El Rey.
Oh, okay.
St Mark's.
Yeah.
Just along from the Cliff Pub. Great lineup on that. Just sort of where the little bridge goes across. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got Isabel Inkcap.
Right.
Obviously El Rey.
Yeah.
Then there's the Dead City Athletic, you know. What's his name? The solo guy who's always been around for forever.
Ooh. Bob Collum?
No. I'm going to play Bob Collum.
How about that?
What's his name? I've forgotten his name.
Tell us after Bob Collum. Don't make yourself go cross-eyed.
So anyway, that looks a great lineup. So that's on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
So, and I did notice that Stern John are playing over in Basildon next month as well.
Oh, what? I didn't see that.
At, you know, Hippie Joe?
Yes.
His bash.
I was only talking about something about the weekend.
Hippie Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and Motorcycle Display Team are also on the same gig.
And I
think that's the drummer of Stern John. I think that's his other band.
Oh, okay.
So they might be doing
that. So what's the date on that one again?
What's up?
What's the date on that one again?
Unfortunately, it's the next Podrophenia date.
Oh, right.
But you know, get it as long as you promise to get it on the download.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So 19th of October.
Oh, of course. Right. Okay. So yeah, I was and again, hat tip to Stern John or Paul's wife Gabby. Her and Paul's sister Rachel came down to Sounder on Friday, jumped on the decks, did a blistering set. Oh my god, smashing it out with Joe Cocker tracks I've never even heard
of.
Oh
my god, really?
Marva Whitney tunes I don't know. Brilliant soul, Stone stuff. They were absolutely banging out the bangers on those tunes. I mean, I was shazzing. I must have used up all my shaz credits shazzing their tunes. So good. And then when they came back on for a second set, fantastic disco stuff as well. So
brilliant
stuff that isn't always at the top of the radar, stuff you haven't heard for a while, and it's a joy to hear it out and loud. So that was a treat. So salutes to Gabby and Rachel for tearing up on the Sounder thing. I just confirmed, I'm doing the New Year's Eve there as well at Peggy Sue's.
Oh.
So we'll have a little Hogmanay hoedown there again.
Get
the tartan out.
The kilt out.
I might get the kilt out, yep. I'll have a go on that. I might have to get a new one for this year. So I did try it for that last session at the railway, but I ended up looking like Barbara Woodhouse in that, so that went back. So, wasn't quite the fit I was hoping for. It's all through the pleats, apparently. So, yeah. So,
did you have the sensible shoes on and the buckle as well?
That might have been the problem. Yeah, perhaps I shouldn't have done that. So, but yeah, it was a little bit A-line, Prime Miss Jean Brodie. So I thought, no, that is going back.
And of course, the person I couldn't think of was Phil Burdett.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Phil Burdett.
It's the band that he's in. The harmonies in that band are just phenomenal.
Saturday Night. That's the one.
Sort of Crosby, Stills and Nash meets sort of Beach Boys type harmonies. It's incredible. Yeah.
Amazing what goes on your doorstep, isn't it, really? Should we have a tune? What have we got? We've only got half hour in the
really?
Doings left, yeah.
Oh, well, if we stick with the prog theme, we've probably got room for one more song.
So, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go with Whitey then in that case.
Oh, nice.
Start As You Mean to Go On.
Yep.
So, here we go.
As you mean to go wrong. Thank you. Hi, this is Courtney Tabor Taylor of the Dandy Walls, and you're listening to Piley and Mondo's Podophenia
on Ship Full of Bombs. www.shipfulofbombs.co.uk.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
What a team up. Never get tired of those two. Metal Mickey and Courtney Taylor Taylor. So, fantastic. I hope there's a cartoon series comes out of that. Just imagine that. Can you imagine?
I could see that. Well, they did that Agent Elvis, didn't they?
They did. I haven't seen that.
I see, I'm halfway through. Yeah? Just every now and then I'll watch one. It's, oh, it's all right.
That's no recommendation. Every now and then I watch one. No, I can't wait to get chew through them.
No, it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's fine. And I'll watch one, Eric. But yeah, would you, what scores out of 10 on that, would you say?
About 8.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's good praise.
But I don't know if you'd want to watch one after the other. Yeah, you know, they're all quite the same. I mean, the first one, he's beating up Charles Manson.
Oh, is it? Well, there you go. That's no bad thing.
They're pretty irreverent.
What on the watching buzz? Have you got a watching buzz at the moment?
We're on the last season of What We Do in the Shadows. We've just done all 5 seasons of that.
I'm missing out on 2. I'm only up to end of 3.
Oh, okay.
I must be missing 2 series then.
Yeah, 5 literally just finished.
Well, I never.
Literally in the last.
I've seen it all doing weeks. The adverts and the promos, but I haven't caught up in it. I thought Mrs. P wasn't a fan at the first. Or is she converted now?
She's converted now. When I first showed them to her, she wasn't convinced.
Right.
But I think you have to get in the swing of it.
You've got to get the vibe for it.
And she loves it. And we've also just watched another old Matt Berry, Year of the Rabbit. Have you seen that one?
No, I don't know that.
That is brilliant. Where he plays a copper, sort of Victorian time copper. It reminds me a bit of, what was that? Robson Jerome bloke. He was in a...
Soldier.
No, he was in a sort of a crime series, like bowler hats and stuff.
I don't remember that.
Ripper Street.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's sort of like a comedy version of Ripper Street.
I don't remember that.
Ripper Street was great.
It does ring a bell. I do know it.
It was really good.
I do remember it, yeah. Not Ripper Street, the Matt Berry one.
The Matt Berry, it's so funny and really...
I do remember it now.
Some of the little gags in the sides are really funny. Like, they'll just be walking down the street... And there's like little street urchins selling stuff. Twigs in a roll, one penny, twigs in a roll. You see it or you miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really funny.
I do. I've completely forgotten about that. I saw there's a big thing at the moment, and we must give a shout out as well to the Fives. If you're on the socials, check out Fives Records, Leon C. Matt from, who is he? He used to be involved with Pouchy. Ubercroft has taken over the involved with the Fives channel, and they're doing a lot of Five from Fives.
Yes, I've seen them. Yeah,
yeah. Where you get people like Matt Bolter,
Marmite,
Doug Kay. There's a few Ship for the Bombers on there coming in, and they pick 5 records that have chosen at Fives.
Yeah.
The influence of that was the Amoeba channel. Have you ever seen the Amoeba thing where they go to a record shop in LA and they get 5 celebs to choose certain things? Always worth a watch. The Rick Astley one's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good, yeah. And Matt Berry one.
Oh.
Unifying our prog theme. He's got a couple
I bet.
He's got a couple of prog things in his record bag that he chooses. So
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on a random buzz of all the things. This isn't a driving worry or I'm going to get busted for it. Started doing YouTube in the car, right? Because you can, you know, if it's things where people are doing a talking thing, you don't need to watch it.
Oh, I see.
You just play the audio through your Bluetooth and whatnot. Parlagram Records, the bloke who presents Parlagram Records, is an absolute Beatles anorak. And if you want to get in the big Beatles rabbit hole, that's the way to get involved.
Oh.
A story about Garrard and Lofthouse, who did like all the cover designs, and you know, when you always get a Beatles or any record from that period. Look in the back, printed by so and so, cover of Garrard and Lofthouse. Story on that, brilliant one I watched yesterday about a White Album bootleg. When he was working in an auction house, he got given a small reel-to-reel tape. Said, "Well, what's the deal?" Asked the bloke what the deal was. What's the story with it? He said, "Oh, I'm Peter Sellers' son." And he gave it to me, put it on, completely different versions of mixes from the White Album and blah, blah, blah.
What?
Sold it on an auction, and then it goes on to talk about Peter Sellers and his son and the tape and the relationship between the two, all in a little 15-minute vid.
Bloody hell.
Oh, they're amazing. Things like, I've got to check this one out. I think it's on the list for tomorrow. In India, in the 60s, they were still playing 78s. So certain Beatles songs got released on 78. Really? Yeah, exactly. Because they didn't have the electricity.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have like the stereo. So they started to have their wind-up thing with a horn on the front. And so you've got certain Beatles records being put out on 78s. So exactly. Those Indian presses are on YouTube if you want to take a check. So so I've been on that. And the history of accents. Watching accent videos. So, yeah. How about that? That's a niche one. So more niche than Toad Sauce. So.
On the podcast, have you ever done Adam Buxton's podcast?
I haven't.
Oh, they're so good. So good. Some really? Of them I have to play twice.
Really?
They're so packed.
A bit of compo for Podrophenia going on there.
Well, he's not doing them much anymore, but there's a lot up there, you know, from... he's been doing them about... No, 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone for that?
Yeah, he was a really early adopter of that format as well.
You're
right. They are absolutely superb.
Really?
Oh. Really nice long interviews, aren't they? Oh,
okay.
Not a lot of side, not a lot of agenda.
Yeah.
Absolutely just lets it kind of flow.
A lot of my mates as well.
Yeah, they're really well.
So Matt Berry one. Louis Theroux comes in quite a lot because they've been mates since school, haven't they?
Oh,
they went,
okay.
They went to school.
At Westminster School or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
They're worth going back to the beginning for. They're really
good. They are. Really good.
I'll check that out as well then.
Yeah.
It's always
plenty of them.
Something's good to ever listen to on the old drive-ins.
Yeah, of course.
It'll get me away from listening to people discussing the Appalachian accent.
Yeah, it sounds like you need diverting.
Yeah, I do. I could do something a bit more up-tempo than that, I think.
They're all on Spotify, so
you can
get them
brilliant.
Through there.
I'll get involved. I'll budge your link for the parlophone thing later on as well.
All right.
Should we have a couple of tunes?
Yeah.
We're doing it. Well, that was Stephen. Should we say? What we should go back around the room. What was your that 9 minute epic that we just enjoyed?
Oh, that was by Ride. That was Leave Them All Behind from 1992.
What a track. Almost literally spaced out on the spot there.
Yes, indeed. It, as you say, it's got that sound. It gets into that sort of spiritualized kind of space as well.
Yeah.
I could literally go, that was what, well, I could just zone out listening to that. Amazing. What an epic.
That's really nice.
Wasn't it? So, and partly your opening one was...
I have no idea.
Whitey.
Oh, yeah, it was Whitey.
What's the story on that? Is it a new one?
It was... he did a little sort of... A few albums that were sort of old demos. And that was from Volume 5.
I remember those coming out.
One.
Yeah.
That's the last one that's turned up on Spotify. He's just had a brand new album come out, but it's not on Spotify.
Is it all uppercase? He's still sticking with uppercase. Everything's in uppercase normally, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah. That was from Lost Songs, Volume 5. Let's Never Go Home Again.
Well, I didn't realise what a benefit that is going to be until the eye starts going, having it all uppercase. So, what's it called?
The song is called The Start As You Mean To Go Wrong.
Oh, lovely.
But the album's called Let's Never Go Home Again, Lost Songs, Volume 5.
In the middle of that album. Jerry Paper, Your Cocoon.
Jerry Paper.
I was saying to you what he was playing. He's a bit like Beck meets Andy Partridge or XTC.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
Slightly wonky songs, but brilliant pop songs and amazing videos.
Okay.
Is that I just happened to be having a little nosy around Brick Lane and popped into a shop, saw it in there. It was like crazy cheap, £5 or £8. I take a punt on that. It looks a bit like you're saying that Matt Berry sort of Vic and Bob type random cover. It's just a bloke standing there holding an egg against his jumper like that. So I thought it's got to be worth a go.
That's worth £8.
Yeah, exactly. Even though I don't plan to just put it in the frame.
Oh,
worth it for that.
Good
so Jerry Paper, Your Cocoon. He's got a lovely, you know, they do like the split colour vinyl.
Yeah.
I got that. It's that album for £8 as well.
Oh, wow.
Really good. Yeah. So that was Jerry Paper. So, yeah, we've got a couple more to go, then, haven't we?
Yeah. My next one's a real shorty.
Oh, okay.
Just talking about Fives and that sort of Lee Shops. Mm. You know the sort of music guitar shop down near where the post office used to be?
Yeah.
What's that called?
That was Lee Music Company.
That's right.
It's now run by Sam.
That's right.
Mm.
And, you know, Sam is in Bad Nerves.
Is he?
Yeah.
He was in Black Futures for a while, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know about that.
I met up with an old boss of mine last week. I haven't seen him for 15 years. Didn't look any different to the last time I seen him 15
really?
Years ago, which is encouraging. But he plays music still quite a lot, and he's still in a couple of bands. He's 75. And he goes in there quite a lot, and he knows Sam. And he said, oh, do you know Sam? I said, I don't think so. Because he's in Bad Nerves. I said, I know the name of the band, but I can't picture it. Because they're doing pretty well. I said, oh, it's the supported Guns N' Roses in Regent's Park.
No.
And he said, they're in America or something now. So, all right. So I googled it when I got home. They're supporting Royal Blood on
You're
their
kidding me now.
American tour.
What?
And it's Sam who runs that shop.
Yeah, he's dropped behind the bar at the railway.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So I checked out some of the stuff, and I don't think I know. It was bloody brilliant. It's like a cross between the Strokes and the Ramones.
Oh, I like the sound of that straight away.
So this is their one of the latest. I think this was their last single, USA, by Bad Nerves. In true Ramones style, it's about 90 seconds long.
Oh, okay.
But see what you think. See if you think there's a bit of Strokes and Ramones in there.
Sneaky one.
apparently.
Oh, yeah. There you go. We're back in.
Are we back in? Let me get my headphones on. Just adjust myself. What contrast? How about that? So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely contrast. That might have just carried on. Any guesses on that? Pop quiz, fingers on the triggers?
That one there?
Yeah.
No.
Go on. Yeah. No tiebreak need on this one. That was Betty Boo. I'm on my way.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about doing Poptober at one time. I'll get me pop tunes ready. So
that's good idea. We should do that.
Yeah, let's do Gothtober for if we can get an appropriate guest lined up in time for it. Do Gothtober. So to which way it goes. So you had Bad Nerves.
Bad Nerves.
What a great track that is. That comes steaming out the traps. I can't believe, really, considering it wasn't planned, how much excellent local music we've had. Incredible. Look at that.
Absolutely, yeah.
All the way through from start to fin. So heavily another, repping on the local. So that's right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, even the life story thing
that's
in a way.
Right.
Track it back. So so that was Bad Nerves. No wonder they're out there supporting those bands.
Cool, yeah, not many.
Incredible. And then surprise guest, John Travolta. After that, doing Easy Evil from I've got that on 7, amazing 7-inch picture cover. Those Euro sleeves are always, you know, whatever. That's from sort of 78, around it before Saturday Night Fever. A lot of people did that. Travis Wamack does a brilliant version of it, Easy Evil. Dusty Springfield does too.
Right.
Marlena Shaw does one. And I think there's a Nancy Sinatra comp coming out. And there's a lot of rarities and unreleased in that.
Oh.
And that version, that track is getting released soon on new Nancy Sinatra compilation. It's not a million miles from that, all that and the Marlena Shaw version.
Have we ever played John Travolta on the show before?
We haven't, I don't think.
First time.
First time. Years. Yeah. I've got an idea about that. I'll tell you in a minute.
What's that?
We'll say it now. For New Year's, whereas everyone does best of and what we've done and roundups, we could do New Year, New Play. Bands you never played before.
Oh, yeah.
So all those ones we've been needing to get in for 14 years.
That's a good idea.
Then you go. So
you should have saved John Travolta for it.
I might play Nancy Sinatra do it instead. Never played her before either.
Have we not?
I haven't.
Oh, I think I have. Didn't she... she did like a Pulp song, didn't she? Or was it a song written by Jarvis for her, something like that?
Might
I'm sure I played that.
I'll go through the archives.
It was only about 9 years ago. If you could just play through them, right, I'm sure you'll find it.
Everyone. So we're on the hour, aren't we? Are we there? We've got time?
Two more.
More.
Oh, lovely.
What are you going to go for?
Well, I'm going to stick with the local and Bob Colum.
Oh, look at this. That is local.
I love Bob Colum. Well, he's now. I think he's...
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Is he like from Nashville or something?
He's somewhere there, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I just love his voice. It's so relaxing. It's just something. It makes the world, everything in the world, all right when I hear his voice.
He's one of those bands again, like Plant Man. I always never see. The logistics are all wrong, and it never works out.
And because you've got Martin Cutmore on bass these days with Bob Colum.
Of course, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
lovely. If you see the four piece, sometimes it's just Bob and Martin. Occasionally, it's just.
But yeah,
if you get the four piece, oh, lovely. We saw them outside South Church Park. You know the little cafe in South Church Park.
Yeah.
They have bands on every Sunday afternoon.
They're still doing that.
Yeah, and a couple of weekends ago, we saw them there. It's lovely, just sitting there, a couple of cups of tea, and that. Oh, beautiful.
I have to see this. Check out the popcorn one day.
He did do this one though, and I've sort of been humming it ever since. Really. So
what I'm going to do? I'm going to follow up. I'm going to take a punt and hope it's a good fit. On my list, Martin Courtney, who is in a band whose name I've completely forgotten now, Real Estate, that's who he was in, American sort of indie band. So this track by Martin Courtney is called Outcome. Let's see what the outcome is, see if it fits in with Bob Colum.
We'll start off with Bob Colum and Tall Glass of Muddy Water.
Who made you believe you don't really mean what you say? To tell you the truth, it isn't much use anyway. Don't say yes and don't say no. You better not say I told you so. Wish I may, wish I might. I'll be leaving on the first train tonight. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I've been burning out.
stop, close up shop, now you're through. Turn off the light, it's not a good night to be you. It's one for all and all for one. Wake me up when you think that you're done. And if I die before I wake, I'll leave your name with the man at the gate. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I've been burning out in the sun. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I've been burning out in the sun, in the sun. What you say, to tell you the truth, it isn't much use anyway. Don't say yes, don't say no. You better not say I told you so. Wish I may, and wish I might. I'll be leaving on the train tonight. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I've been burning out in the sun. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I've been burning out in the sun. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I've been burning out in the sun. I need a tall.
Oh, there we go. How about that?
That fit quite well.
It goes, isn't it? It's that's Outcome, Martin Courtney, and before that, Bob Colum with Glass of Muddy Water.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's it. We're done, really, aren't we? We've wrapped it up.
Oh, yeah, we've actually done it on time for
incredible.
A change.
Incredible.
We're getting into this.
No, well, give it
another 5 years, and I think we've got it.
Only the safe hands of Stephen Hastings to keep us on track.
Of course.
There we go. Of course it is. So I'm keeping himself hydrated there in the background. So top work. So huge salutes to Jake for dialing in from Reaper Barn, wherever that is. Is it actually, is it here or is it in Germany?
No, Germany. Because weirdly, he sent me a message just before I got here saying I'm ready.
Oh.
And it did click then. I thought, it's 8:30. It's 8:20 over there.
Yeah, of course.
Just so I got here.
That's handy.
That
worked out. Could have been nasty, that. The hour ahead could have been all out of time with each other. So,
hadn't even considered that.
Salutes to Jake for phoning in from Reaper Barn. Salutes to Stephen Hastings for doing the Safe Hands of the Decks. And I'd like to see a lot of local. And we're back in a month's time, aren't we?
Yeah, not sure of the theme yet, but we'll see how we go.
See you then.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, flipping heck. It's only Piley and Mondo's Podrophenia.